Okay, so you're planning a trip to Italy. Fantastic. Pasta, history, those picturesque cobblestone streets. But let's be real, even the most perfectly planned trip can hit a snag. And I'm not talking about lost luggage. We're deep diving into something you hopefully won't need, but should absolutely be prepped for: urgent care in Italy.
It's that classic travel paradox, right? You spend weeks researching the best gelato spots, but what happens if you actually need a doctor after indulging a little too much?
Precisely. And that's where this article, Urgent Care for Tourists in Italy, A Guide to Quality Healthcare, comes in. It's packed with need-to-know info, so let's unpack it.
Sounds like a plan. And hopefully this deep dive leaves our listener feeling more confident than a seasoned Colosseum negotiator.
Love it. Now, the article starts by drawing a line in the sand between urgent care and the ER. Could you walk us through that? Because I have a feeling some panicked tourists might mix them up.
Definitely. It's a common misconception, especially in a foreign country. The article is very clear. Urgent care is for non-life-threatening situations. Think sprained ankle from navigating those cobblestones, a sudden fever, maybe a nasty case of traveler's tummy. Basically, those, oof, this is inconvenient moments, not OMG, call an ambulance.
Got it. So save the ER for true medical emergencies. But here's where it gets really interesting. The article dives into telemedicine, even for visitors. I'll admit, I was surprised by this.
It's becoming increasingly common, and for good reason. Imagine this. You're in a rural Tuscan villa nursing a sunburnt shoulder, and you really don't want to disrupt your itinerary. With telemedicine, you can have a video consultation with a doctor, potentially even one who speaks your language.
That is so much more convenient than trying to explain your symptoms in broken Italian.
Exactly. And the article specifically calls out a provider called Pillola Telemedicine. They're known for being traveler-friendly with multilingual doctors and 24/7 availability. You basically download the app, create a profile, and boom, you have access to medical professionals at your fingertips.
Wow, so you could be hiking in Cinque Terre and still connect with the doctor. That's incredible, though hopefully enjoying the view, not nursing a hiking injury.
Ideally, but that's the beauty of it. It gives you that peace of mind knowing you have options, even in a foreign country.
Absolutely. And speaking of things that make life easier, the article also touches on the importance of electronic health records, especially when traveling.
It's like having your medical history in your back pocket, which is invaluable when you're seeing a doctor for the first time. Imagine trying to remember the exact dosage of your medication or every allergy you have. It's a lot to keep track of.
Especially if you're already stressed about being unwell in a foreign country.
Exactly. But with electronic health records, all that information is readily available, which allows the doctor to make more informed decisions about your care.
It's like bringing your medical context along for the ride. Okay, so let's say we need urgent care. How do we find the right place in Italy?
This is where a little pre-trip research goes a long way. And luckily, the article lays out a clear game plan. Location is key, of course. No one wants to navigate public transportation for an hour when they're feeling awful. Makes sense. Proximity is everything when you're under the weather. But what else should we be looking at? The article emphasizes checking the operating hours. Some urgent care centers might have limited hours, especially on weekends or holidays, so it's good to be aware of those limitations beforehand.
Right, because stumbling upon a closed clinic when you need it most is not ideal.
Exactly. And equally important, checking if they accept your insurance. You don't want to be hit with surprise costs on top of everything else.
That's a great point. Insurance coverage can be tricky to navigate, even at home. So we've got location, hours, insurance. Anything else to keep in mind?
Absolutely. It's worth checking the services they offer. Some urgent care centers might have on-site labs for blood work or x-rays, while others might refer you elsewhere.
Having everything in one place would be so much more convenient, especially if you're feeling crummy.
Absolutely. And some even have pharmacies on site so you can get your medication right away. It's all about making the experience as smooth as possible.
So we've covered finding the right urgent care center, but what about actually being there? The article mentions some specific tips for navigating the visit itself, which I found super helpful.
It's all about being prepared and proactive, even when you're not feeling your best. The article really emphasized that you are your own best advocate, especially in a foreign healthcare system.
That makes a lot of sense. What specific things did it recommend?
Having a clear and concise list of your symptoms is key. It's easy to get flustered when you're not feeling well, but jotting down those details beforehand can help you communicate effectively with the doctor.
Like a little cheat sheet for what hurts and when did it start?
Exactly. And if you're taking any medications, even over-the-counter ones, having that information readily available is important too. It's all about giving the doctor a complete picture of your health.
And let's be real, trying to remember all that info on the spot is tough enough in your native language, let alone Italian. Speaking of language barriers, did the article touch on that at all?
It did. It emphasized the importance of clear communication and offered some practical tips. Don't be afraid to use a translation app, write down key phrases, or even ask for a medical interpreter if needed.
Those are great suggestions. I never thought about writing down key phrases beforehand, but that's so smart. It's like having your own mini medical phrase book.
Exactly. And remember, it's okay to ask the doctor to repeat themselves or clarify anything you don't understand. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely. Now, we've talked about telemedicine and electronic health records, but the article also touched on something even more futuristic: artificial intelligence and urgent care. I have to admit, this one really piqued my curiosity.
It's definitely an exciting area of development. While it's still early days, AI has the potential to completely change the way we approach urgent care.
So, how does AI actually work in this context?
One example is using AI algorithms to analyze medical images like X-rays or scans. These algorithms can often detect subtle anomalies that a human eye might miss, leading to faster and more accurate diagnoses.
Wow, that's amazing. It's like having an extra set of highly trained eyes examining those images.
Exactly. And it's not just about diagnosis. AI can also help personalize treatment plans based on a patient's specific needs and medical history.
That's incredible. It seems like AI could make urgent care even more efficient and patient-centered.
Absolutely. While it won't replace human healthcare professionals, AI can be an incredibly powerful tool to enhance their capabilities and ultimately improve patient outcomes.
It's like having a superpowered assistant working alongside the doctor. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, from the very practical to the downright futuristic. It really feels like we're on the cusp of some major changes in healthcare.
Absolutely. And the article touched on that particularly, how urgent care is evolving beyond just immediate needs.
All right. It mentions something about urgent care becoming more integrated with the overall healthcare system. What's the takeaway there?
It's a really important shift. Traditionally, urgent care was seen as separate from primary care or specialized treatment. You'd go in, get patched up, and that was that.
Kind of like a healthcare band-aid.
In a way, yes,
Yeah.
but now there's a growing movement towards integrating urgent care more seamlessly into the broader healthcare journey.
So what does that look like in practice?
For starters, it means better communication between healthcare providers. Imagine your urgent care center can easily share your visit records with your primary care physician, ensuring everyone is on the same page.
That would be so much more efficient than trying to relay everything yourself.
Exactly, and it can
Yeah.
go beyond just information sharing. Some urgent care centers are now equipped to handle follow-up appointments or even offer referrals to specialists if needed.
Wow. So instead of being just a quick fix, urgent care can be a bridge to more comprehensive care if needed.
Precisely. It's about creating a more holistic and patient-centered experience, even for travelers who might not have a regular doctor in the area.
That's amazing. So looking ahead, what does the future hold for urgent care, especially with all these advancements we've discussed?
Well, I think we'll see even greater emphasis on preventative care and early intervention. Imagine wearable technology that can detect subtle changes in your health, alerting you to potential issues before they even become symptoms.
That's like having a personal health detective on your wrist.
Exactly. And those alerts could be integrated with your electronic health record and even shared with your doctor, allowing for proactive intervention and potentially preventing a minor issue from escalating into something more serious.
So urgent care might become less about urgent fixes and more about staying ahead of the curve.
Exactly. It's about shifting from reactive care to proactive healthcare management, empowering individuals to take control of their well-being.
That's a really exciting vision for the future of healthcare. So for a listener who's hopefully feeling informed and maybe even a little empowered about navigating urgent care in Italy, what's the one key takeaway you want them to remember?
Don't let the fear of the unknown keep you from experiencing all the amazing things Italy has to offer. By being prepared, knowing your options, and advocating for your own needs, you can travel with confidence, knowing that quality healthcare is within reach, allowing you to fully enjoy every moment of your Italian adventure.
I love that, travel with confidence. And for our listener, here's something to ponder as you pack your bags. If this trend of integrated tech-forward healthcare continues, will we start choosing travel destinations based not just on the sights and experiences, but also on their healthcare infrastructure? It's an interesting question to consider as we navigate the exciting intersection of travel and technology.